If you Google rock and roll, you get Memphis, Tennessee, and the home of Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Three, take two. Here we go. Here we go. You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. Stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, me. I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you.
I wish he was playing the Mill Street Music Fest, but
that'd be something.
Maybe someday. Thanks again to our friend Jim Holt for coming by here this morning first to let our listeners know what's going on. And very impressive, very diverse, well-balanced presentation this year. April 29th, 30th, and May 1st in Tom Lee Park. Everybody from Neil Young, Paul Simon, Modest Mouse, Beck, the Cold War Kids, Courtney Barnett, Blackberry Smoke, who's really cool, Johnny Lang, Lucinda Williams, Yo Gotti, the Violent Femmes, Bare Naked Ladies, and a lot more. Train, they're annoying, but they had a bunch of hits.
They came back. I love that they came back with a hit. I mean, it's so FM 100, but
it's pretty syrupy. But they're good. Weezer. Grace, yes. Potter, Trampled by Turtles, The Struts are a hot new band, young band. Los Lobos. So we have every nationality covered. We have
politically correct.
Yes, it is PC as a and Magic Dick from the Jay Giles Band and Shunning. I guess he's the Asian dude. So he and Magic Dick. So we have every nationality covered, I guess.
Man doing cool. Right.
Huh?
Just man doing right.
Yep. It's just, there's nothing to bitch about here, folks. Megan Trainor. But
somebody will.
Oh, this lineup sucks. Well, y'all suck too, man.
I didn't want to say it when Jim was here because there is no reason to bitch.
Someone's going
to
bitch.
But somebody.
This is the worst lineup in the history of the.
Then don't go.
Shut up.
We already had the first email about, how come there's no hard rock acts?
Well, you know what? There really isn't, but that's okay. There's not every year.
Blackberry Smoke is a pretty hard band. They're like seeing Skynyrd before they were good. They're a bunch of long-haired dudes from the South that rock.
It didn't cross my mind until he said it, so it can't be that big of a deal.
This is more of a
festival.
I don't want to say mainstream because it's not mainstream. It's, you know, there are some of these bands. Meghan Trainor had a commercial hit record, and she won a Grammy, and she cried and fell out and carried on. Modest Mouse is a very respected outfit in this industry, and they do all kind of things. There's just two of them, right? Beck, how do you beat him? Paul Simon, a legend. Neil Young, a legend. There are new and up-and-coming bands. Courtney Barnett, Bastille, the Cold War Kids. You're not going to ever make everybody happy. So stop trying. But this is pretty hard to argue with. The Gin Blossoms and so on and so forth. So I think it's great. And
it's
definitely for
all ages.
That is true. And I think that they're not catering to one particular demographic. They want everybody to come. And last year they saw that with a great weather and a great lineup, people will still come out. Even those that live here and bitch about it every year.
And about the hard rock bands, you know.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Well, I was going to say, blame the hard rock bands or the rock bands because they're either babies that think they're too big.
Yep.
And ones that are too big.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters aren't going to hit the stage at Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival.
No, they don't. that they don't have to. And there's a budget for things like this. And what some of these bands want to play these gigs is, well, it's just not reasonable for something like this.
They think they're a lot bigger than they are.
They think they're a lot bigger than they are, and or they just don't want to do it. So they price themselves out of the, you know, out of ever having to do it because they just, they don't want to.
Or they're doing other festivals and they just doesn't mix with the schedule. You know?
That's also a big part of it is the routing and who's on the road. And that's why this they begin this back in August.
And if you think Guns N' Roses
forever to do it.
Is going to show up to Coachella, you're crazy. So that's why they're not on the lineup. Jim's smarter than that. He's not going to wait for Axl.
You know, that whole thing has that has stopped all the talk. The only story I got the past couple of days is that Slash is doing some new music, and it's for Guns N' Roses. So is Slash the only one in the band? Is he Guns now and Roses? Where's Dickless, the singer?
And they're just presuming that the music is for Guns N' Roses.
Well, no, he told somebody. And Slash doesn't lie, bro. So
okay.
You're right. It says it's Guns N' Roses working on new music for its 2016 reunion, because that's what we want to hear. Bring some new music, please.
If it's not the best record you've ever heard in your life, they're going to wish they had never come out of their basement.
Yeah, and it says Slash recording new Guns N' Roses songs without Axl.
Yep.
Ahead of Coachella.
So who's singing? Scott Weiland? No, wait a minute.
Yes.
God.
Tracy Guns.
I'm gonna find this real quick if I can. Bruno Mars and them. Let me see if I can find this. Hang on.
Oh, I know the story.
This is about Uptown Funk, one of the best songs of the past, I don't know, many years.
That was got a Grammy and was mixed here.
Yeah, it got two Grammys. It was produced here, and it's just a remarkable record. Let me type in this.
I've got it here. Do you want to try to pop this thing up over here?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Let's see. Let's see if the song is on here. The accusation is that, or is it even an, there's no lawsuit filed yet. Okay, here it is. I hope there's no cussing in this. Early female rap group The Sequence claims that Bruno has used their 1979 hit Funk You Up as the inspiration for this song with Mark Ronson. The group has not sued them yet. Okay, so by all accounts, this song took at least a couple of years to put together. They did it in pieces, and they just couldn't ever get it all into one song. So I guess they finally ended up here, and with several producers, and with Bruno, and with Cameron Whalum and all this, and they finally got it to click. And what they turned out was a magical, you know, piece of. So here is what these people are saying they borrowed from for Uptown Funk, a band called The Sequence, Funk You Up. Let's see if they're full of poop or not.
Beat, but a lot of songs have the same beat.
There's only so many. Yeah, I just.
The drum. But a lot of songs have it. Yeah.
Hey, you sitting over there. You better get up out of your
Wasn't even born when that song came out. Let's just start with that.
Okay.
1979, so shut up. Everybody wants to sue somebody for some money who had some success.
No, and I was singing with that song, Up, Down. I mean, I got it, but it's not anything. You could find probably a million more songs.
Exactly
that
right. That all have the same, the word funk, or how many James Brown songs all sound like the other one? That's maybe a bad comparison, but... They didn't. This band is looking for a paycheck where there's not one coming.
And Marky Mark had a whole band of funky people.
Yeah.
I was singing.
He had the Funky Bunch.
Yes.
And that was a whole bunch of them.
I was singing Keep On Swimming, Keep On Swimming. You know, Dory and Nemo.
What's that?
It's from Nemo, the movie.
Oh, I love that. The whale deal.
Just keep swimming, just whatever.
Well, that's good. Nice going, Sid.
That's what it reminded me of.
Well, okay, but
for some reason.
But the sequence had one song. That was it. Nice try.
Uh-huh. You know the song that
we
played?
Get back to us later.
They're playing the Beale Street Music Festival. I don't have a lineup in front of me, but it's Ratcliffe.
Yeah,
Ratliff.
Yes.
Nathaniel.
SOB. It's great.
When you played that, I thought of At the Car Wash.
Hmm.
But I don't think that they stole it from them. It just reminded me of the song.
I mean, there are only so many rhythms and beats and sounds and notes. I mean, you're going to duplicate some things sometime.
When they use the word we're influenced by. Yeah. How many times do you even, a band says, we've been influenced
inspired
by.
Inspired by.
Yeah, inspired.
Yeah, you could have this fight. And how many of these cases have ever really proven out in court? George Harrison had to pay the Chiffons. I know that went down. Over My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine, which I think still is kind of a joke. The Stones had to pay Katie Lang, Constant Craving. What was their song that was a single that they did kind of admit that they may have subconsciously borrowed from that? What was that song? Somebody?
Anybody Seen My Baby?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And they had to pay her. And Mick even said, yeah, it's a little bit too close for comfort. We may have, we didn't mean to or nothing.
Gretchen Wilson had to pay the Black Crowes.
Did What's His Name have to pay Marvin Gaye?
Oh, what song? I remember that. I don't know. I think so, yes. What did she borrow from the Black Crowes? I can't recall.
Jealous Again, was it?
Maybe, because it was the very same
I get drunk
link.
On Sunday, because I'm jealous. Yeah, jealous.
It was the very same song. Yeah.
And there was the Coldplay Joe Satriani suit that came out a couple years ago, too.
Yes. Yeah, there's always something, but everybody wants their payday, man, so go after it. If your car is jacked up, Allen's Automotive is our man. He is that is his shop. It's blue and yellow. That's the Napa colors, and he's a Napa know-how dude over there on Whitehaven on Winfield. Off 51 Highway, he's been doing this for a long time. He's like family, and he will treat you like he does us, which is very, very well. There's no overpricing and no nonsense. They can finance the work, too, if it's a big job. But oil changes and things like that are important for your vehicle. So go by and see Alan or call him at the shop, 332-3279. He's on Facebook, and they can do lots of great things for your car and help you finance it and all that at Allen's Automotive on Winfield at 51 down there in the South Haven. We'll do one more break and come back after this. Hang on 1 second.
The radio show that's all Memphis. You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Ho!
Township, Ohio Police Department arrested a lady after she stuck pickles down the front of her pants and walked out of a grocery store without paying for them. She was charged with theft. She was caught. The pickles were worth $2.79.
You gonna eat that pickle?
There's so many things wrong about that and where it could go that I'm going to turn the page. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers baseball team, and there's nothing better than promotions that single and double A baseball teams have to do to attract any kind of crowd. Watch the movie Bull Durham sometime. They'll do anything to get asses in seats in these ballparks. The Wisconsin, I don't know who these guys are a farm team of, but they've introduced two new sandwiches, and they use the word here, one of the words that I hate the most. It's not, the word ginormous is not a word, nor is guesstimate. Stop it. It's either a guess or an estimate. It's either giant or it's enormous. It ain't ginormous and it ain't a guesstimate.
And if you're talking about a sandwich, it's not Sammy.
No, God, it's awful.
It makes me want, it makes my stomach turn.
Everybody's just too cute.
I know. Stop.
The Meat Lovers Pizza Burger is coming to the ballpark in Wisconsin. $22.
What do you get for that?
Four beef patties surrounded by a pepperoni and sausage DiGiorno pizza.
And then a heart attack.
And then you just fall over and puke.
Oh, my God. Who thinks this is a good idea?
People that go to ball games and drink 18 draft beers need to eat this crap. The other Sammy is the grilled cheese Venom cheeseburger, featuring burger patties, four slices of Texas toast. That's good for you right there. Four pieces of pepper jack cheese, jalapenos, and something else. Sriracha? What?
So hot, it's sauce. So real hot sauce.
So it's hot as hell. So then you'll eat that and then crap your pants. Good times at the old ballpark. A new Harris poll of 2,000 people reveals that pepperoni is the top pizza topping in America, followed by mushrooms, sausage, extra cheese, onions, olives, bacon, and it goes on and on. Pineapple and peppers, can't even bacon. Most people prefer thin crust because it's less bread that way, see? Some folks prefer deep dish pizza, like Wise Guys makes. It's incredible. It's like lasagna. It's so thick you can barely... It's huge and it's deep.
And you're torturing me. I'm starving.
It's incredible pizza. Hey, Bill. And then there's the stuffed crust pizza, which I never really got at all. And one more food note here on the food segment brought to you by Girl Scout Cookies. Scientists at Seoul University in Korea said that eating chocolate makes you look younger by preventing wrinkles. Here's one more positive story about chocolate. Cocoa stops the breakdown of the dermal matrix. It also increases blood flow to your skin, thus improving density and hydration. It also contains antioxidants which fight heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses.
But you eat too much of the chocolate, you get fresh wrinkles when you get belly rolls.
Well, yeah, you really can't overdo these things. Or you can choose to eat healthier and get some vitamins at Wholesale Nutrition and eat the right way. Organically, or just find a decent balance. Eat this really giant bad sandwich, and then go over there and get some of the diet aids. And you can work this whole thing out some way in your head. These are things that will give you energy, kind of curb your appetite, but not jack up your blood pressure and things like that. They have various proteins to choose from to maintain your weight, gain weight, lose weight, whatever it is that you seek to do. Various workout accessories, pre-workout formulas, protein bars. They've got, this store is full of anything in the world of healthy eating and vitamins and supplements. The Bragg's apple cider vinegar, which is really good for your insides. Once you learn how to adapt to the taste, the health benefits are extremely good. Lots of body cleansers for your colon, for your liver, things like that. They have an entire area of beauty aids, shampoos, conditioners, lotions, and many things like that for the ladies or for the men, too. A whole aisle full of teas, a great smoothie bar. These folks have got everything you need over there to maintain a decently healthy lifestyle, and they have the people that work there that know the answers to any of your questions. They are educated in this area and not some bum off the street that has no idea what he's talking about. They know what they're doing. They're smart. They're very nice, and they are helpful. And they're on Goodman Road with a big red sign that says Wholesale Nutrition. It's right by a wig store, I think, and by Jimmy John's sandwich place that doesn't have any of these great sandwiches like the ballpark does. So go see him over at Wholesale Nutrition. We thank them for being here on the program. We found, and I did not play this audio because the quality, because I haven't heard it yet, but somebody turned or released this audio of Harper Lee talking about Mockingbird back in 1964. Maybe the last interview she ever gave.
That's what they're thinking.
Now, I didn't hear it because my thinking, I kept getting this error page. But it's up on our site or what?
It's up on our site. It's up on the Facebook page.
Okay, so. Cool. So what does she say in summary?
I didn't have time to listen to the entire thing before the show, but she's talking about how she felt about writing the book, how she enjoyed writing, how the reception of the book
blew her away.
Just completely overwhelmed
her. She didn't have any idea it would ever sell.
Mm-hmm. And she talks about life in southern towns and how that was disappearing at the time and how that was a shame.
And that was 1964.
Yes.
Wow. Well, may she rest in peace. And that audio, which is extremely rare, is up there on the D in the Morning site and the Facebook thing and whatever else. What's on television tonight that's worth seeing, Wesley?
On Channel 10, they've got a new episode of Nova called Rise of the Robots, which is looking at all of the, well, robots we've got going on in our lives these days. America Unearthed on History 2 has got a story about the plot to steal America before it was even a country. Science Channel is running Mythbusters, gearing up for their finale of that show on March 5th. And the true story of Charlie Wilson is on the Military History Channel tonight.
That is an incredible thing. I've seen it before, and the movie with Tom Hanks did it pretty good justice. But, man, what a story. That was a hell of a movie, and that's been a long time ago, too. But the real story of Charlie Wilson, if you want to know how the Afghanis got a bunch of rocket launchers and stuff, watch that.
Yeah.
Charlie got them for him. Thanks. It was a really bad idea.
And if you haven't seen it in a while, the original movie MASH is on the TCM channel tonight.
One of the funniest movies ever made. And if you like to go back and read books that I can recall being in, I don't know, I was in junior high or something, and the MASH novel came out. It's one of the funniest books I've ever read still. And that's been a long time ago. And the movie is pretty true to the book, too. But very, very funny. That was Elliot Gould, Donald Sutherland. Who else was in that movie? Sally Kellerman and a bunch of other older actors who were either dead or old.
Wow. It was a long time ago when they made the movie.
Yeah. So there's that. What else tonight, Sid?
P.S. That farm team of the
Minnesota?
Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
Farm team. There is the Grizzlies play tonight. There's a food drive to benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. So if you donate money or non-perishable food items, you'll get a voucher for the game on March 6th.
Cool.
So that's good. Dropkick Murphys play the new Daisy. Brian Hayes and the Retrievers at Lafayette's. The Orpheum has a film, Dorothea Lang, Grab a Hunk of Lightning. The 7th Annual Brew Movement is coming up. It's not till Friday, but I want to let you know about it at the Pink Palace. It is the Brew Movement Against MS, a chance to bring people together to enjoy great beers, food, and live music to benefit the Mid-South chapter of the MS Society and spread awareness about multiple sclerosis. Pink Palace, Friday, 7 o'clock.
All right, cool. Tonight on Primetime TV, it's the usual. Modern Family is on, Blackish is on, Survivor is still on, Law & Order is still on, American Idol is still on. Duck Dynasty is on A&E. I don't know why. Nicole and Gianni's Shore Flip. This is the premiere of this.
Oh, that's Snooki.
It is?
Yes.
It doesn't say Snooki. Has she changed her name?
I guess because she's a mama now. Mm. There's only one Nicole and Giovanni. What's his name?
It's Gianni. J-I-O-N-I. I don't know who they are. It's on something. And Catfish, that horrid piece of trash, is on MTV. Tonight, late, Kimmel has Gordon Ramsay and Wolf Mother, who has a new, aren't they a whole new band now?
Who?
Wolf Mother.
Yeah, well, just a new singer.
So the guy with the big afro is gone.
Yes, this guy's good, though.
Okay.
And they're coming to Minglewood soon.
Cool, cool, cool. Fallon's got Tara. I don't know who these people are. Doesn't matter. Seth Meyers has Casey Affleck. He was on the night with Colbert. He was either drunk or he's really an asshole. He was extremely rude and disheveled, and they almost got into a fight. And it wasn't staged. He was a jerk.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
And he's a really good actor too. But I don't know if he was loaded on something, but he was really badly, he was real sloppily dressed and looked dirty. And I thought, dude, you're on a national show here. Maybe he doesn't care.
It's like a Joaquin Phoenix move.
Yeah, but that was so obviously staged that anyway, this one, I don't know. That's pretty much the gist of it. The dumbasses of the day are coming up. And then the jar will be here. Lafayette's liquid lunch giveaways for that big event coming up.
Friday.
And then Ronnie will be here. Ronnie
Rowe with the traffic info.
Ronnie Simpson, whatever his name is. He has tickets for Cage the Elephant and Sister Hazel. I heard him yesterday, and he's a good DJ, and he played good songs.
He picks them all himself, so he does a really good job.
Well, that's excellent. That's a whole new concept in radio broadcasting. Good for him. Dumbasses are coming up here in a second, and we'll have all of the this Beale Street lineup is extremely good, so look for it on various websites, memphisandmay.org or the Mac site. It's all there to see who's coming up to the 2016 Beale Street Music Festival.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.